Right, so now we're going live on Facebook. If you're watching us on Facebook, I say thank you. We are live on YouTube. We are live on Twitter and Twitch, and we're live on the website. Now, the website does have all the phrases we're going to be using today. So if you want to play along with our little game, then you can go to the website. You'll find the link up above you. It's in the text. You may have to press more, but the time has come to remove that sign and say hello, Angelica.
Hello, Stephen.
It's a long time since we've seen each other.
Yeah,
Lunch was good. Lunch was
10
good.
minutes.
Yeah, we say hello to Chris. Chris, thank you for joining us. And Chris is
Chris.
saying hello. Hello, Stephen and Angelica. Right, okay. Now, would you like to explain what this is all about? Because, well, it's over to you, Angelica.
Idioms, tongue twisters. Actually, a lot of people like idioms, and I mean that's for any language. People who learn English are always very interested in English idioms, and people who learn German are interested in German idioms. And tongue twisters are a bit of extra fun, practice a bit of pronunciation, certain letters. And I thought, well, to put a bit of a system into it, I thought we'll do an A to Z. And we're now today, we've got the letter E. Now, that doesn't mean that every word starts with E, but
No, it doesn't.
the key word sort of has the letter E. And the idioms, there are two this time, have got lots of E's in there as well. Sorry, the tongue twisters. The idioms this time are pretty short. Some of them are just basically just words. So I've got seven of them plus two tongue twisters. All for you, Steve. And for
Yes.
anybody else who's watching.
Yeah, no, the way this works is Angelica just said there are nine phrases in all, seven are in English, and then we translate, sorry, in German, we translate to English. And then there are two tongue twisters, which we can all do together and try and say as quickly as we can. So let's get the show on the road and go to the top of the menu, which says, Welcome to the show. And I've had to scroll this one. So let's. Right, I should be back now. I mean, basically, that's if you're on the website, that's what you'd be hearing. Okay, so season four, episode four. So we've got that out of the way. So on to the first phrase number one, and I'm going to read the German. You can read it with me, and then we'll try and translate it. Eulen nach Athen tragen.
Yeah, except in German it's Athen. So Eulen nach Athen tragen.
All right. Okay. And over to Stephen, then we'll come back to the phrase. And welcome, Stephen. Guten Nachmittag, Stephen und Angelika, Devi, öffentlich, alles Gute bei dir.
Ja, bei uns ist alles okay und ich hoffe, du hast das Baby dabei.
So, not
Some
possible.
lovely German phrases for him to read to a grandchild.
Very good. Eulen nach Athen tragen,
Athen.
Athen. Athen is Athens.
Yeah.
Oh, right. Okay. You learn something every day. So, Eulen. Now, we do know that because this is an idiom, it doesn't translate exactly, does it? I mean, if I did this word for word, it wouldn't work.
It might actually.
Okay, let's give it a go. Taking oil to Athens?
Not oil. Eulen, it's your favorite animal.
Chicken.
No.
Chicken is my favorite animal.
Right, okay, you collect
Owl. Taking
owls.
owls to Athens.
It's
Taking owls
carry
to Athens.
owls to Athens. Now, it works in so far because it is actually an old Greek saying. of carrying owls to Athens. The more modern version for us would be to carry coal to Newcastle. Or what's the other one? Selling snow to the Eskimos was another one that people used. And the Germans say, Eule nach Athetagen.
I've actually done that in the modern day terms, because Sage are based in Newcastle, one of the largest software houses in the world, and I sold them some software, even though they're a software house. So, right, okay.
Eulen. Instead of coal.
Yes. And Chris has said that's an owl.
She knew.
Which we agree with. Okay, phrase two. Die Eselsbrücke.
Yeah, die Eselsbrücke.
And this is the point at which I say, I haven't a clue, Angelica. Can you help?
Right. Brücke is a bridge.
Mm-hmm.
And Esel is a donkey.
Yeah.
So literally translated, this is a donkey bridge. Originally, that's what it was. In the olden days, when people used donkeys to transport things, they wouldn't cross even the slightest stream because they didn't like seeing their reflection in the water. So people built bridges for mm-hmm. shortcuts. Because okay. you wouldn't have to go all the way around. You could take the bridge and go across. And an Eselsbrücke, now I'll let you read the English word because this is one word that I'm struggling saying.
I should do my best. Mnemonic.
Which is a shortcut when you're learning something, when you're learning languages, you use a mnemonic. I see, I can't say it.
Miss out the first M.
Hmm?
Don't say the first M.
All right, mnemonic. Right.
That's
okay.
it. Got it.
So it's an aid that helps you remembering things. It's a shortcut.
I never got that way of learning. I'm too literal. I'd rather learn.
I can't do it either, but I know a lot of people do.
Yeah. And Chris is saying a memory aid.
Yeah. It's like isn't there one? The one I can think of now is the names of the planets, and that I can't work that one out because I'd rather have the names of the planets instead of some other words.
Understood. Now Stephen says something which we both agree. I think so. Just read out. May I convey my deepest condolences to all those so tragically affected by the floods in northern Germany. It's truly catastrophic, and we totally agree with that and agree with your sentiments, Stephen. And our thoughts are with friends in Germany at the moment and in Belgium. Belgium mm-hmm. is also in the grip, and in Holland. So it's a terrible time on top of everything else that's going on. We just wish everybody actually gets through it and that it disappears as quickly as it arrived. Okay, phrase three. Helm Ayan.
Yes. Now you queried earlier on and you said that doesn't even start with an E.
It doesn't.
No. Helm Ayan. Now, Helm is a bit that you see a lot, which is sort of around. Yeah, and it's used a lot. Herumgehen, um die Straße herum, um die Ecke herum. The Ayan is the important bit here. But what could okay. that mean?
So the Herum in this case is just a prefix.
Yeah.
Okay. And it's, as you told me earlier when I said this is not an E, it means about. So I'm going to put my hand up and say I know Herum means about because Angelica told me.
Well, around, but it's not helping much.
Yeah. So should we sort of mess about a bit or should we just go straight to the answer? What do you think?
I think go straight to the answer and then it might be easier for me to explain a little bit.
That's one of the differences. As Brits, we would go all around the answer until we actually got to it. German, straight to the answer. Okay. Do you?
So it's to dither. Now, if you think Eiern, actually, it's used as a noun, but we know I is an egg.
It is.
And the verb Eiern, I think, doesn't even exist as such. But if you touch a little egg, does it go straight? Does it move straight?
It wobbles.
It wobbles all over the place, doesn't it?
Mm.
And that's what you do when you're dithering. Oh, I'm not too sure. Oh, I don't know. Shall I do this or shall I do that? Actually, I'm just going to go and do this. No, hang on a minute. Oh, I don't know. Now, if that was you, I could say to you, hör auf herumzueiern.
Okay.
It's an idiom. It's not a direct translation.
Okay. Over to Chris. Chris is saying, like, smart, specific.
Oh, that was the ears of the booker.
Yeah.
It's those smart, yes. The S-M-A-R-T things as well. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So let's just wind forward and go to phrase four. Die Extrawurst.
Die Extrawurst, yeah.
Okay. The extra sausage. Now, that's as far as we can go, because
that is as far as you can go. Imagine a dinner table and everybody's had their sausage and then little Johnny wants another one. He always wants the extra one. He always wants more, which is a bit like the special treatment. And that's what it is. It's when somebody always wants the special treatment, they want the extra wurst.
So, er hat, the extra wurst would mean he's had special treatment.
Yeah, could be. It's usually more meant sort of negative, like, oh, du willst immer die extra wurst haben. Yeah, you always want special treatment. Okay. Now, before any people who've learned Austrian German, or if any Austrians are listening in, I have to say that there is a type of sausage, and I've forgotten what it is now, in Austria, that is actually called Extrawurst.
That's, yeah, okay.
That's what it's called. If you go to a butcher's in Austria, you can actually ask eine Extrawurst bitte, whereas if you go into a butcher's in Germany and ask for eine Extrawurst, I'm not quite sure what they would tell you.
Have to go there and find out. Right, okay, phrase five. Heißes Eisen.
Yeah, heißes Eisen.
So hot. Going along and saying the phrase and trying to translate them. Chris is doing the best so far. Eisen. Ich weiß nicht. Was ist?
Eisen is iron.
Right. Hot iron.
So this is hot iron. Now, as an idiom, if you imagine hot iron, would you touch it?
Not with a barge pole.
No. The English, and actually here I would have to ask, why do you say what you say in English, if you want to put the English one on?
Let's find out what we say in English.
English equivalent, not the translation, but the equivalent.
I don't know the history. Well,
I mean, both of those, actually, you wouldn't want to touch. If somebody gave you a hot potato, you go, take it back.
You do not want to, and Stephen may know more as well, you don't want a hot potato in your hands.
No.
Okay, so you pass it on to the next person, throw it over to them, they can catch it.
You wouldn't want a hot onion either.
I can but imagine that in 1700s, 1800s, people used to buy food on the street, and the food on the street was chestnuts and possibly potatoes. And if you bought a potato and put it in your hands, it's so hot, you've got to pass it on to somebody else. So I don't know. We'll try and find out.
Well, it's definitely so hot that you can't touch it and you don't want to touch it. And the same applies to hot iron.
Yeah, there is a second meaning. If somebody puts forward an idea and they want you to buy into it and present it to somebody else, but it's a very what's I'm looking for a word. It's very controversial. Then people will say, it's nice of you to give me that topic, but I'm going to drop it like a hot potato.
And that would be the same with the heisseisen. And certain political things could also be heisseisen or a hot potato. So it's the same thing, except we're using potatoes, and in German it's iron.
Yeah, and Chris's translation is beware of touching, which is
Stephen's translation. But yes, exactly.
It's good. Okay, so on to phrase six. And phrase six is zum alten Eisen zählen.
Yeah, I've used Eisen twice here because we've actually got, I think there were some more even with Eisen, but I've used those two. So zum alten Eisen zählen.
So I'm just looking back to find out what Eisen means.
I'm back now. It's right. Not potato in this case.
Okay. Two, Alten is old. Iron, Zahlen. No, I give in. I give in. What is
that
it?
That is to write off somebody as old.
Ah, no. Yeah, okay. And that's basically, if I go for the English translation, to write somebody off as old. Now, I'm going to take, I don't think that happens as much now as it used to. I think because we are both over 50, we don't look at ourselves as being old, and we don't look at people within 10 years of our age being old. So we don't write, because today, I mean, we're carrying on working until we decide to stop.
I think it's moving back more and more. Yeah, yeah. In the olden days, we probably would have been Altes Eisen. And nowadays, it's probably those who are in their 90s or in the 80s and 90s, what we might say. I don't know. It seems to be pushed back further and further.
It does, which is good.
Wir zählen nicht zum alten Eisen.
And we're not old. We are not old.
No, exactly.
Now we come on to the bit you've all been waiting for.
My favourite. This is my favourite.
Right, okay. These are tongue twisters.
No, is still an idiom.
Oh, it's still an idiom. Okay, just a minute.
It's the last idiom.
Let's take a comment that's coming in while I'm thinking about that one. We're living in an ageing society. I'm 59 going on 33. That's a good spirit. That's the spirit that Angelica and I have. Okay, so phrase seven is a phrase, and it's Allegenda Vollmilch Sau. Sure it's not a tongue twister?
No, but yeah, I can see your point. Allegenda Vollmilch Sau.
Okay. Eier is Eier is an egg.
Yeah.
A legendary egg.
No, legen is to lay. So it's an egg laying.
Egg laying. And Milch is milk.
Yeah.
Voll is... No. Chris, help.
Woll is short for wolle, which is wool.
Yeah.
And Sau?
Woolman. Sau. Cow?
No. It's a sow.
Okay.
Sow, as in English. So basically, this doesn't make any sense whatsoever. Because a sow doesn't lay eggs. It doesn't have any milk, or doesn't give any milk, and it doesn't have any wool.
Okay, so it's an extraordinary...
It's something that we just put everything together.
Ah, right, all round a jack of all trades. Yeah, okay, I can see that. So this is one we want to remember. When we want to say he's a jack of all trades, ist eine Legende vol Milchschau.
Eier legende, not legende. Legende, if you put the emphasis on the second syllable, so legende, that would be a legend. But this That's is legende, eier legende, which is an egg laying.
And we say hello, and Chris is saying, I don't know. Okay, Chris, no worry. I mean,
we're something she doesn't know.
We're in the same situation here. Right. Okay. Phrase eight. This is most definitely a tongue twister. And yeah. You, right. We do this the other way around. So the English version, I'll read. No, Angelica, you read the English version.
I mean, this is not an English tongue twister, but this is just so that when you see the tongue twister, you actually know what you're saying. So the German tongue twister, in a minute, the meaning of it is the barrel of wine that Mrs. Weber emptied devastated her liver values. And we got lots of E's in there.
It didn't do any good drinking a full barrel of wine, and that's quite understandable. But if we go on to the tongue twister, take a deep breath. Let's go. I haven't read this before. Das Weinfest, das Frau Weber lehrte, verhehlte ihre Leberwerte.
Yeah, that was good. Das Weinfest, das Frau Weber lehrte, verhehlte ihre Leberwerte.
Yeah, I just stumbled once. Okay, how do you do at home? Okay, I guess we've got two this week. So I'm not going to attempt it twice. First time was close enough, so I'm going to take that as a win. All right, phrase nine. Okay. Donkeys don't eat nettles, nettles don't eat donkeys. Well, okay, I can agree with
that. Doesn't make any sense, apart from that the words have got lots of ESs in there. Lots of E's and S's, so it rhymes nicely.
Okay. And deep breath. And the German phrase is Esel essen, ne sein, that's just, this is what's supposed to happen. Ne sein essen, Esel nicht.
Right, that's an L. Nesseln.
Nesseln, okay.
Esel essen, Nesseln nicht, Nesseln essen, Esel nicht.
Okay, and over to Stephen. And Stephen is saying number nine is a sting in its tail. Yes, indeed. Indeed, it did. Yeah, false sense of security. I thought I got this. I got it, but I didn't. Okay, so that's in the recording. And Angelica will read it perfectly in a moment, because what we're going to do now, if you're watching it on the website, you've got all the phrases in front of you. If you're watching on Facebook, then here's the recap. Angelica will read the German in perfect German. I'll read the English in almost perfect English. Off we go. English.
Eulen lassen tragen.
To carry coal to Newcastle.
Die Eselsbrücke.
Mnemonic, and Angelica learned how to say that today. Go on.
Yeah, mnemonic. Yes, I agree.
Okay, phrase three.
Herumeiern.
Okay. Translation of that is to dither. Phrase four.
Die Extrawurst.
Special treatment. Phrase five.
Heißes Eisen.
Hot potato. Phrase six.
Zum alten Eisen zählen.
Phrase seven. If I click phrase seven, it might show on screen. Wait a minute. All right, okay. All right, sorry, my fault. Sorry, technical problems. We'll get there.
Well, in the meantime, I can say Stephen and Angelica zählen nicht zum alten Eisen.
No, that doesn't want to show on screen. I have to write off as old.
That's it, yeah.
Okay, phrase seven.
Eierlegende Wollmilchsau.
Which makes no sense whatsoever. However, It does mean all round a jack of all trades.
If you Google it, I come across at least one website where somebody made a photo montage and created a eierlegende Wollmilchsau. So, because it doesn't make any sense.
You're going to read it.
No, this is yours.
Well, both of them. The barrel of wine that Mrs. Weber emptied devastated her liver values.
Okay, das Weinfass, das Frau Weber lernte, verheerte ihre Leberwerte.
Okay, and donkeys don't eat nettles. Nettles don't eat donkeys.
Esel essen Nesseln nicht, Nesseln essen Esel nicht.
Excellent. You got that perfectly right.
Okay. I can't say too fast, though. It's actually not that easy to say fast.
Totally. before we go to the closing, I do want to mention something that's happening later today. And there it is. At 6 p.m. in the UK, 7 p.m. in Belgium, 2 p.m. Eastern, it's Learning Languages with Stephen, which is on Amazon Live. And you can join me for an hour talking about learning languages, one of which is German. And the broadcast will feature an episode of Ask Angelica, our favourite one, and also Angelica's books that are actually on Amazon.com. So look forward to that at 1 p.m. Eastern today. Yeah, that's right. Angelica, it's over to you.
Yes. So the next episode will be idioms and tongue twisters with F, but as we always do this time of the year, summer holidays are coming up. People are going on holidays. People want to spend time in the garden and that. We'll take in a little break again, a summer break. And so the next episode will be on the 3rd of September.
Wonderful. So we're taking August off. There'll be lots of walking and lots of sunshine, we hope. To everybody's watched this live today, thank you, especially to Chris and to Stephen. And Stephen has the closing words today, and I'll read it because Angelica would blush. Thank you. Thank you for today, both of you. Listening to Angelica pronounce German is fabulous.
Oh, thank you.
I totally agree with you, Stephen. Take care, everybody. We'll see you on the 3rd of September, Friday, 2 o'clock.
Yeah.
Bye. Oh, wait a minute. One more comment coming in. And Chris is saying thank you so much, and thank you, Chris.
Thank you for watching.
And
it's tschüss von mir.
Und tschüss von mir. Bis später.
Bis September.
Bis September.